Hello, everybody, and welcome to Film Actually News for the 29th of January, 2012. This is the new news, film news podcast, or entertainment news podcast for geekactually.com, where we claim to be loud and fast in under 30 minutes or your money back. I'm Dave McVeigh, and I'm joined by Josh Philpott. How are you, Josh?
I'm definitely alive. Let's do this.
You're alive? What?
Well, my ears are now dead, but I'm now alive. Let's do this.
All right, no problem. We are a man down. You may have noticed that Richard is not with us tonight.
Josh is with us.
Josh is with us. Josh is with us. Richard is not with us, so we will always be
visiting. So you will notice a distinct lack of soundboard work.
Except that we will keep him in our spirits by saying,
"It's really dark in here."
There you go.
Every show he's not on. That's
every show, that's going to be what we're going to use. All right, so let's start off the news. Josh, I'll start us off. This week, Chronicle director Josh Trank was basically, the rumors flew through the doors that he had been approached by 20th Century Fox to direct the reboot of The Fantastic Four. After how everybody is so jazzed about this new film, Chronicle, that is coming out. He now this week finally came out and said, quite frankly, that he really doesn't know anything about this. So his quote is, "I know as much as you guys know. I'm totally serious. I know as much as you. I saw the leak online and I was like, okay, I'm trying to finish Chronicle. I'm trying to finish Chronicle right now."
The thing I didn't understand. People were like, "Oh yeah, no, he's already in talks for it." I'm like, the film wasn't finished when I saw the 20 minutes of footage.
Exactly. He actually goes on to say, "This is weird. There's nothing to say. Chronicle is exactly the kind of superhero movie that I wanted to make, and going forward, I want to have some original ideas and different things I'm working on." So I think what he's basically saying is, why the hell would I want to do your reboot?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, good on you. I'm still dying to see Chronicle, which is coming out here in the next couple of weeks. So I'm really looking forward to that. So Josh Trank, keep it strong, man. I don't think you're the Fantastic Four, man.
No.
They need to find another hack to take care of that. All right. So you stick with Chronicle for the moment. Josh, what do you got?
Okay, first up, just because mainly while I was brushing through the news, I stumbled across this and went, both of those names excite me. Now, I like James McAvoy.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I like this guy. Look, he hasn't always done the best roles, but he's damn good. He understands geek, but he walks that really good line of not getting too close to it. He'll play the roles. He'll do what we want him to do, but he's not too geeky. On top of that, the other name I really love in anything right now is Mark Strong. Mark Strong can do anything, and I will watch it. Even Green Lantern. He was fine in Green Lantern. He wasn't the problem with Green Lantern. It was everything around Mark Strong. anyway, so I love Mark Strong. And when I find those two people in a movie called Welcome to the Punch.
That sounds good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, yeah.
So, there's very little about this film that I could manage to pull up that wasn't just all the same thing. But essentially, it's a pretty slick looking like London detective film by the sounds of it. But essentially you've got him playing a detective and Mark Strong playing a reformed crim.
Cool.
And that's all I care about.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
So anyway, yep, that's it.
Excellent. All right, next one. How about I play this?
How can I handle work on a day like today?
Ah, we both got this.
All right, so what we saw there or heard there was a teaser. Now, this is unheard of. We actually got a teaser for an ad. tomorrow, our time, will be the Super Bowl, and this ad is going to air at the Super Bowl. It's for Honda, and they've paid Matthew Broderick to reprise his role of Ferris Bueller for a Honda ad. So we wait to see. Now, I'm wondering whether or not this is going to spark something.
Do you think that's what they're aiming for? That's the question.
Well, I don't think Honda cares, but I reckon... who produced Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Was that Universal or Paramount? You might have been... Oh, I can't remember. One of those two. Anyway, you got to sure as hell bet they're sitting there watching this with great interest.
Mm.
Because they're going to be sitting there going, yes, he's still got it. Yes, it's funny. And yes, everybody responds to it. And if that's the case, you know damn well they're going to start writing checks.
Oh, and this is the interesting thing, because I look at that and it's like part of me goes, sell out. And the other person goes, you've got to make money. So essentially I can think of worse ways to do it. But it's sort of like, to me, it's almost the more respectful way to do it. It's like, because it's such a loved film, because there's so much behind Ferris Bueller and how many movies that have parodied it and how many times it's been in every single one of your favorite TV shows and everything like this. It's like, because of all of this stuff being done, the best way to bring it back is just kind of poke it into society and see how they react. Mm. I think this is the best way to do it. Because, I mean, like, people are going to like it, but the question is, does what they've got in this video work?
Exactly. Like, that's what I think. That is what the production company is waiting to see. Mm. Now, what I think was also interesting about this clip was that Todd Phillips is directing it. Now, Todd Phillips, for those who don't know, is the director of Old School and the Hangover films. So they've actually got a big-name director directing this ad. As well, which also makes me wonder, is Todd Phillips lining something else up?
I don't know. I'm looking at it and I'm going, you've got a chance here. If you sat down with Matthew Broderick and got it to work, and you basically, like, maybe this isn't so much of an ad as it's kind of a part ad, part teaser. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this is the concept play, like, you know, sort of like throwing it out and going, what do you think? And just see if it works. And if it bounces, it crumbles, and we never see it again, fine. I don't care. I would rather this happen than them to show me a trailer in, like, 2 months' time that's really tacky and then actually end up having a film which destroys what I think of Ferris Bueller.
Because at this moment, we're going to forgive it a lot because we know it's just an ad.
Exactly. And also, there's that part that it's like, even if people react violently, it's like there's obviously not enough love to override what, you know, like what they were trying to sell.
So, also, I wanted to point out that the other Super Bowl ad that is, I found out some rumors as well, the other Honda ad that we'll be showing, they're bringing back the Star Wars kid. Remember the kid with the Force?
What, really?
Yeah, they're going to bring him back in another ad as well. So it's like, I'm looking forward to that because that was a really cute ad. So so the Star Wars kid, the Darth Vader kid is coming back, which I think is great. Look, I will wait till tomorrow. You can sure as hell bet that this ad will be online as soon as it airs. Mm-hmm. And we'll be able to have a look at it. We'll talk about it next week. What else you got, Josh?
Dude, what do you think about Terminator 5 being rated R?
I can dig that. I don't really want to see a Terminator 5, but I can dig the fact they want to make an R.
Well, apparently it's going to be an R. This is the this is what people are saying, and it's like, look, I mean, we both know what I think of 4. family friendliness out the window. As long as we can, you know, try, like, the first thing is to get rid of McG. Like, he was my biggest problem.
He won't direct another one. No, he's gone.
Oh, dude. The way this film was put together was my biggest problem with the film. And it's like, you know, as long as they keep him out of it, the concept of having an R-rated film, and again, I mean, I know that everybody's hoping that Arnie will come back for 5. What do you think about that, man?
What, Arnie coming back? Or a 5? No, I don't think Arnie should come back. I think he's done.
Yeah, you reckon it just wouldn't work, would
it? Because look, it's that everybody laughed of menace. When they had the young Arnie show up at the end of 4. Everybody laughed. It's like it's because if he comes back now, it is obviously going to be a CG creation. We know how old he looks.
Yeah,
you know. So if he comes back now, it's just going to be laughable. They need to do something completely different with it. And that's to Terminator Salvation's credit, they did try and do something different. It was just in the wrong hands. You know what I mean?
Look, dude, there are enough actors in Hollywood that could pull off a Terminator and reboot the franchise, re-inject love into it and bring it back to its roots, bring it back to that terrifying Terminator following you situation. Absolutely. That's what we need to do. We need to do what our generation has done best with these kind of films. Flag it, know what you're working with, so know your source material and reboot it and make it dark.
If they
do that, they can make it work. We can bring Terminator back, but we have to do it now because it's like if we do one more shit film, it's over.
And Josh, Jim Carrey says,
"And the truth shall set you free."
You're so right, dude.
Interesting. That was definitely not one I would have seen coming.
We have to move on. We're running out of time. Now, Sony officially released the plot synopsis for The Amazing Spider-Man. Finally. The film is a few months away. They finally released the official synopsis. Now,
let me guess. he gets bitten by a spider, becomes Superman, and saves somebody from something.
Well, it's interesting you say that. I'm going to read you the synopsis, and you tell me what's missing, okay?
Right, go.
The Amazing Spider-Man is a story of Peter Parker, an outcast high schooler who was abandoned by his parents as a boy, leaving him to be raised by his Uncle Ben and Aunt May. Like most teenagers, Peter is trying to figure out who he is and how he gets to be the person he is today. Peter is also finding his way with his first high school crush, Gwen Stacy, and together they struggle with love, commitment, and secrets. Now, here we go. As Peter discovers a mysterious briefcase that belonged to his father, he begins a quest to understand his parents' disappearance, leading him directly to the Oscorp and the lab of Dr. Kurt Connors, his father's former partner. As Spider-Man is set on a collision course with Connor's alter ego, the Lizard, Peter will make the life-altering choices to use his powers and shape his destiny to become a hero. What's missing from all of that?
The one thing that we all know is going to happen.
When did he become Spider-Man?
Jesus, sorry, something just fell off my table.
That's right. Somewhere in that equation, he went from being Peter Parker to Spider-Man, but they don't explain that at all.
That's what happens when PR people write things.
Yeah, terrible.
Look, I think it was terrible anyway. It's focusing on the wrong side of things. It's like we don't go to superhero movies to watch romance.
Yeah, well,
I didn't think we did.
We do in the Twilight era.
Apparently.
Yep. Anyway.
I mean, that's the crowd they're selling to. And again, I am putting nothing on this film. I am doing to this film what I'm doing to Dark Knight. I'm removing myself. I'm not watching the trailers. I'm not watching the teaser. I have not watched or seen anything related to either film. And I'm going to go in there and watch it as a freaking film, not as like 90 minutes of trailers and side footage that I've seen and go, oh, well, that was nothing like what I thought it was going to be.
I'm just going
in as a film, okay?
Damn straight.
It's good. If it's bad, it's bad. If it's teen, but it's a teen version of Spider-Man, then that's what it is.
Look,
next story.
A teen Spider-Man is all right with me as long as I do it right. Okay, Josh, you're up.
Next one is similarly on the Amazing Spider-Man thing. I want to rant about the fact that I'm fucking sick of them releasing footage in particular places all over the world, because I'm in Sydney and I can't get to the US or the UK to watch the 5 minutes of footage they're putting up on some wall somewhere.
Apparently, we need to watch Space on the Supernova site for tomorrow.
But again,
it's crap. It's such a PR exercise. It really is.
And what annoys me is it's like, wasn't this what you were supposed to give journalists and stuff like that? Like, isn't this what's supposed to flood out on sites or perhaps create an event on your website or something like that? When you cut it into certain countries, it's like all of a sudden the rest of the world has to see badly shot, you know, viral photos. And it's just like, viral is just such a... it's such an anti-climax
gets to you. The whole concept of viral was it was something fresh, it was something new, it was something different. Everybody's doing viral. It's no longer fresh or different anymore.
Exactly.
You know, and it's time to find something else. All right, I got, for the next one here, this clip. Here is the way you make a trailer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the day we have been expecting is fast drawing near. Whilst we have been going about our respectable lives, those with sick and depraved minds have been building their armies and constructing their story. A preposterous story that will attempt to redefine history and dazzle the world with mind-blowing special effects.
What is this device?
Oh, that's my kick-ass computer.
That is not a computer. This is a computer.
I think you know what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Motherfucking space Nazis in a film called Iron Sky.
Damn straight, new trailer came out.
dude, I love those boys. Like, seriously, ever since we met them, it's like every new piece of footage that comes out immediately goes on my radar. And you know what? They still haven't let me down. They just know what they're selling.
Absolutely.
And they know how to market it.
The reason why they made news this week is not just the fact that they released a new trailer, which is this trailer, which is just outrageous. And it goes on from there. I've cut it right back. I just like that voiceover guy. Motherfucking Nazis.
Space Nazis.
But it has now been announced this week that they are going to open the Berlin Film Festival with Iron Sky. Now, this is a bizarre turn of events because Germany is really ultra sensitive to Nazi stuff. And it's unheard of for them to get this film to open this festival. But apparently, Germany got the joke.
Dude, and that's the thing. Finally, we're starting to let it... close. Almost said the wrong words there. What I mean is... Look, it never needs to be forgotten. But the thing is, we can't hang it over their head for the rest of their existence. And it's like... It's almost like it is. It's kind of like, hey, we know that they're... we know that they're funny too.
Yeah, well, like, as I said,
nobody's taking this seriously.
As they said about Iron Sky, which of course, for those who don't know, is basically about Nazis who went to live on the dark side of the moon for the last 40, 50 years and are now coming back to invade, which is just a preposterous plot. And they actually said here that obviously Germany has said this: you cannot possibly construe this movie as pro-Nazi. You know, and I think that is the point.
And there is seriously something
that's
wrong
right.
with you.
And that is the point. That's why Berlin Film Festival is going to be the debut of Iron Sky. And according to the director, Timo, and I'm going to get his name wrong, and he's a friend of mine, and I don't want to say his name wrong. I'm just going to say Timo, okay? Timo, yep. You know who I'm talking about? Timo, the director, who actually said basically the film is officially complete.
Ah, oh, that's so good. I can't wait to see it, man, honestly. I've been waiting for this film since we first talked to them.
Man, me too. And if you want to see an interview with the Iron Sky director and chief publicist, I think he was, go and have a look at our YouTube channel, Geek Actually YouTube channel. There is actually an interview with them when they were at Supernova 2 years ago. We actually got to interview them. They're really nice guys. Go support them. They're fantastic. Yep. Okay. What's your next on your agenda, dude?
I've only got one more, and we are, you know, coming dangerously close to 20 minutes. So the last one I want to talk to you is, dude, is this Lovelace movie just getting worse, or is it just me?
Which one? There's two of them.
No, Lovelace, as in like the one that was originally going to have Lindsay Lohan in
no,
it.
No, the one that was originally going to have Lindsay Lohan was actually the other one. Lovelace was originally going to have, oh, crap, who was it? I can't remember. But anyway, Lovelace has now got, my mind's gone blank. Amanda Seyfried.
Yes.
And the other one, the one that, something burned in the title, whatever that was called. The one that actually was lined up to be Inferno. Inferno was the one that was Lindsay Lohan. That's now got, what's her name? Ackerman from Watchmen.
Okay, no. I don't know. This is not the situation I know, dude, because the one that was originally going to have Lindsay Lohan and was replaced by Amanda Seyfried,
yeah.
Whatever. That's the situation, right?
Yeah,
because
well,
here is reading.
That is one
Lovelace.
That is one of the films. They may be getting them mixed up. It's really confusing. The two films are really confusing.
No. But I'm reading the article straight from where my original source is.
Right.
And originally we replaced the with Amanda, and then Demi Moore was going to play the one of the activists. But basically, where the main story comes from is essentially from the character that she is, which
right,
is this journalist lady who released the real story of her.
Yeah, I've got all this on the article too. What was her name? My mind's gone blank. Anyway, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Now her character, Demi Moore's now jumped out. So now we've replaced her, and you ready for it? I'm freaking loving this. So we've replaced her with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, so she's finished doing War Horse.
Yes.
Sorry, that's a terrible joke.
It's not a terrible joke. That's fantastic.
All right, so she's now going to play...
hot-headed journalist, feminist.
What the fuck is that character's name?
No. Can I just bring it back? The important parts in that last bit. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to play a feminist. I just find that bizarre. The lady who has been selling the most superficial way of living and setting everything back, as far as I'm concerned, way back into the Dark Ages, and she's going to be playing this character. Wow. I'm sorry. Burn.
That's a fair enough way of thinking. And if it is the Inferno film, then it really is Burn, isn't it? And what we could say at that point would be...
Whatever it takes to focus off your head!
never get sick of hearing that.
All right, so next I've got up here is Darren Aronofsky. If you remember, his next film was going to be Noah.
Yes.
It looks like it's a go. The cinematographer, Matthew... Now I'm going to massacre this name, Libatek, I think it is, something like that, now says that Noah will start shooting this summer. And so it is a go-ahead. It's not going to be another Wolverine. It looks like it's actually all systems go now. He says it is going, and he says, according to this article that was on Slash Film, actually, it says that it's slated to begin shooting in July for a fall 2013 release.
Yeah.
And it says here that they've also got a concept for the villain I didn't know there was a villain in Noah.
Well,
the Storm?
Could it be the... Yeah. Oh, dude, can we please have it played by Mark Strong?
Mark just Strong. Saying. Well, he might
I just
have
want him to be a force of nature.
It might need to be something strong because there is a rumor kicking around, according to this article as well, that Michael Fassbender might be in the lead for the title role.
Broom.
Could you imagine yes. Michael Fassbender? Can you imagine with the big
that? Noah beard? Fassbender versus Strong.
Damn straight.
In like epic biblical proportions. Is that not the best thing you've ever heard ever?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to finish off the news this week with. There's a new Guy Pearce movie coming out called Lockout. And I just wanted to play 15 seconds of the trailer because you got to love. We're getting to a point with movie trailers now where they all start sounding the same. And it's like, how can we make it as most preposterous thing as we can? This is the opening narrator dude from this new film. Ready?
It's the world's most secure prison. It holds the planet's deadliest criminals. It's impenetrable because it's not on Earth.
It's impenetrable because it's not on Earth.
Wait, that doesn't make sense.
It does,
anyway.
When you actually watch the trailer. The prison is a space station.
That doesn't mean that it's impenetrable.
Well, if
you can just fly a spaceship to it.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, that's. But are you ready?
About that?
Are you ready for this? I didn't play the whole trailer, but it basically is escape from New York on a space station. It's the president's daughter is touring the station when there's a riot
right,
breakout.
Because that's genuinely where you take people of important things.
Of course.
Like, hey, come up to our freaking amazing space station full of the worst people in the world.
And it's Guy Pearce is basically playing Snake Plissken. His name is Frost. Because the trailer goes on. It is the most ridiculous trailer you've ever seen. I'll have it in the show notes for people to go watch it. But every beat in it is like Escape from New York. It's like, they go get him. Only one man can get him out. Can get her out, you know? And he goes, oh, thanks, you're sending me to space. You know what I mean? And they send him up to space to get into the prison to get her out.
What's the name of this? So obviously it's not impenetrable because he's going into it to penetrate it. But anyway, go.
It's called Lockout.
Oh, that's great.
So Guy Pearce has taken a huge, big old dump because who's the playing the president's daughter? Maggie Grace.
Oh, dude. This.
So it's going to be a quality piece of film. What can I tell you? And all I could say when I saw this was, let's see more Iron Sky.
All I want to see is that the space station gets destroyed by Nazis.
There you go. There's the film I want to see. All right. Well, that's it. That's the news for the week, gentlemen. No, gentleman, I should say. We're missing one. Where is he? Hold on. Is that Richard?
It's really dark in here.
There he is. All right, so that's the news for this week. I just need to stress, and while we have a couple minutes here to just clear up the decks here, somebody said to me the other day, but you don't seem to cover very much news. No, we don't. We're not a news organization. We don't make the news. We just make fun of it.
Yeah.
Right, what we do is we find the articles that most tickled our fancy throughout the week, and that's what we talk about. And that's what our show is all about. Our show is more about really just kind of having a bit of fun with the news rather than trying to break news on this show. Yeah. All right, Josh, where can people find more about you on the internet?
RawDLC.com is a gaming website. Go over and check it out. Heaps of new content up there. And also, Dave, you should check out the Witcher 2 trailer that they've just stuck up. They created this big, epic, like, six-minute trailer, which is done in CG, and it is beautiful.
All right, I will. I'll shoot over there after the show and have a look.
Yep.
And you can find out more about me by going to geekactually.com. That is my home. And the follow us button there will actually take you to all of the things like Twitter and Facebook and all that sort of wonderful stuff. We should also say that we also have a proper film show where we review movies. You already know that, I hope. It's also available on this feed just called Film Actually. And we also do a comic book podcast called Behind the Panels. You can find that on Geek Actually, or you can find it on iTunes. Just do a search for it. That's it, Josh. That's a show. Now, we don't have Richard's Ferris Bueller to take us out, but I've got one that I think should be able to take us out. What do you reckon?
Go nuts.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready. I'm waiting.
Bye, everybody. We'll see. Oh, actually, we should say Richard can be found at the Real Bits, REEL, realbits.com. And
fuck that guy. Who cares?
At DVDBits is his Twitter handle. He's not here. He'll be back next week.
Love you, Richard.
Love you, Richard. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.